Hello everybody, a warm welcome from Story Island. This is storyteller Abhi Kumar after a very long time reading a story for you. Here in my room, there are two children lying beside me and I hear the sound of the crickets. Now, with this vibe, are you all ready to listen to the story? Divine Woodcutter or Divine Music? Music does wonders. It gives solace to grieving hearts, lifts up the spirits of the defeated, heals wounded souls, and brings peace to disturbed minds. Did you know that music once saved a kingdom from slavery too? This is how it happened. One day, many years ago, Pandit Hemanath, a well-known musician, visited the king of Madurai with an entourage of his students. Pleased with Panditji's singing, the king rewarded him with precious gifts and gold. Panditji refused them. Instead, he challenged Madurai's musicians to battle of a song. If Panditji won, he would own the entire kingdom and no other musician except him would ever sing. Reluctantly, the king said that Banabhadra, one of his singers, would face Panditji. Banabhadra was a humble devotee of Lord Shiva who sang at a temple every day. When the king told him about the challenge, he said, "Your Majesty, I am no match for the great singer. Besides, I am content with my life. This challenge is not my cup of tea." "But a kingdom's pride is at stake," said the king. "If you don't accept, he will declare the kingdom as his and we will become his slaves." Not knowing what else to do, Banabhadra gave in. "I don't know what my fate will be," he said. "I will pray to Lord Shiva. Let his wish prevail." With a soulful song, he relayed the danger awaiting the kingdom. Only Lord Shiva could save them now. The next day, a woodcutter showed up on the streets of Madurai, offering wooden planks for sale. Nobody had ever seen him before. He also quoted such high prices that no one wanted to buy from him. After sunset, he settled on the portico of Pandit Hemanath's bungalow and yawned sleepily. Then he yawned musically and then broke out into a melody. Before long, he was singing effortlessly, weaving magic with his music. The cows and calves, returning to their sheds, stopped in their tracks to listen. Even Pandit Hemanath and his students were stunned. Panditji rushed out of his bungalow. "Who are you?" he demanded. "Were you just singing now?" "Yes," said the woodcutter shyly.
"Unbelievable," cried Panditji. "You look like an illiterate wretch, but you're so talented. Are you a trained singer?"
"Me? A singer? I wish. Guru Banabhadra tried to teach me, but I couldn't make any sense of pitch or rhythm. He gave up, saying that I would never be able to sing. I took to cutting and selling wood. But my business today was so bad that I mumbled a song he taught me to cheer myself up. I'm sorry if I ruined your evening. I will retire for the night and trouble you no more." With that, he lay down and fast fell asleep. Panditji was now worried. If Banabhadra's rejected student was this good, how much better was Banabhadra himself? If a woodcutter's mumbles were this spellbinding, what would his guru's music do? Panditji
hurriedly gathered his belongings and his students and said, "I stand no chance. I cannot be embarrassed before the king. Let's leave immediately." The following day, all of Madurai assembled in the king's court to witness the grand challenge. A nervous Banabhadra sat waiting when a messenger rushed in with a most shocking letter. "O king," it said, "my pride received a heavy blow when I heard an ordinary woodcutter sing. Never had I heard such music." He said he was a rejected student of Banabhadra. I guessed the extent of Banabhadra's potential and left to save face. "I will never sing in public again." The king was speechless. He sent word for the woodcutter, but no one could trace him. Banabhadra believed that he was none other than Lord Shiva in disguise. Crying tears of joy, he told the king how the Lord had answered his prayers. This story is featured in Thiruvilayadal Puranam, written by Paranjothi Munivar, a 16th century saint. His works narrates the 64 Leelas of Lord Shiva and his glory. Dear listeners, hope you enjoyed listening to the story. Have a very good night. Goodbye.